What is... Dax, are you...
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker? On all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all. So we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge! Trucks up 3.9%!
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Can't you see it? The world powered by solar and renewable energy. Here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We are now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
I thought for a minute that maybe Tommy was slacking off and not doing the usual music that we put on. And then I remembered, Thunder. We've got Mitch Thunder Nellis. He's going above and beyond. I should have expected this from Tommy. Welcome back to the Pack-A-Day Radio Show, live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, The Fan, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.
The search for truth never ends. Introducing June's Journey, a hidden object mobile game with a captivating story. Connect with friends, explore the roaring 20s, and enjoy thrilling activities and challenges while supporting environmental causes. After 7 years, the adventure continues with our immersive travels feature. Explore distant cultures and engage in exciting experiences. There's always something new to discover. Are you ready? Download June's Journey now on Android or iOS.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Book. Reminder that the Mason Crosby Show is coming up next. Mitch Nellis is a slacker and will not be on the show today. Mason will still be there, but you'll have to put up with Sparky from 9 to 11 today on the Mason Crosby Show. Whether that's an upgrade or a downgrade, you'll have to judge for yourself. But right now, I'm just kidding. He's not a slacker. He's going to be joining us right here for the next, I don't know, 15, 20 minutes or so, or until I tell him he can go back to his vacation. You can, of course, find him daily on the Mason Crosby Show from 9 to 11. You can find him on Twitter at ThunderMKE. Thunder, Mitch Nellis, it is great to be talking to you. How are you doing, my friend?
I'm doing great, Andy. Great to be talking to you as well. I loved everything about the intro, from the music to the shot to the promo to the preview to everything coming up on the Mason Crosby Show with Steve Sparky Pfeiffer today and for the next few days while I'm out of town. It's great to hear your voice as well. And before we get started, what was the best thing you ate yesterday during your I Make Pizza for Thanksgiving Christmas?
Yeah, this is even better. The best thing I ate yesterday was Frosted Flakes. So that was easily the best thing I ate yesterday.
Couldn't Frosted Flakes, though, be the best thing you eat every day?
Pretty much. I think that's arguably the case.
Frosted Flakes are amazing.
No, we had a really good dinner yesterday. It was prime rib, I think is what it was. And it was really, really good. I enjoyed it quite a bit. Mm-hmm. I got the best piece. I got the end piece, which had all the Ooh, beautiful, yeah. wonderful crust on it. So that was really delicious.
Yes,
but I still love me some Frosted Flakes.
There is nothing wrong with that. I appreciate that. I just, you know, the only thing is that you can have Frosted Flakes every day. Nobody's making you a prime rib every day.
Yeah, it doesn't mean that there's a reason for that.
I don't know your life.
There's like, if you could have Frosted Flakes every day or prime rib every day, you're choosing Frosted Flakes.
Fair. All right, Frosted Flakes. I gotta up my. You know what? I'm on vacation. I know we have a box of Lucky Charms in the closet. I don't know what else. I gotta up my cereal game. That's for sure.
There you go. All right, we've got a lot to talk about. One of the things that I talked about in the first segment was this debate as to, and I know you chimed in on it as well, whether or not there should be NFL on Christmas Day, specifically maybe on a Wednesday. Tommy said he would have been okay with it had it been a normal NFL sort of day, but Wednesday just felt off. Obviously, the NFL games yesterday were not great. The NBA games were great. You did get Beyonce in an NFL game, so you did get that. Where are you on this debate that there should not have been NFL yesterday?
So on Monday, we all talked about how the college football playoff kind of let us down, right? Like those games were not good games. We talked about should there only be 8 games or should there not be home field advantage? But I think most of us in the sports world, not all of us, agree that like we got to let this play out a few years before we make any changes to see what that, you know, maybe it was just 1 year of really bad matchups, whatever it might be. We don't need to let the NFL on Christmas play out ever again. This was an abomination. This was a disaster. This was disgustingly horrible. And I'm so mad that, like, we got here yesterday, and my cousins are already here, and my wife and my older daughter, Big Rumble, is already here. And, like, there was football on the television. And I, like, literally threw up in my mouth. I had to go outside, recompose myself. And we didn't even end up watching that much NBA basketball yesterday, because NBA was on, and then we were doing family stuff. But Christmas Day, and I heard Tommy saying it, and I think you said it too at the end of the first segment. Like, listen, if it's Saturday, you play your regular Saturday double or triple header. If it's Sunday, you play your normal games. If it's Thursday or Monday, you play your night game, and that's it. You play your normal schedule. But to add games midweek, first of all, makes the product awful. We saw awful, awful football games yesterday. And we've talked about how bad Thursday night football can be sometimes because teams aren't getting enough rest. And that's what it was like for those 4 teams. We also saw the awesome solution of having the same 4 teams we saw last Saturday play again and get spotlit. And listen, that's great. And they're not terrible teams, but it's annoying that like we who like all 32 teams or we who like NFC football because we're Packers fans have to sit through this garbage of Kansas City, Houston, Baltimore, and Pittsburgh, not just last Saturday, but we had to do it again on Christmas Day. It's over. Like, get rid of it now. Like, announce, come out today and have a celebration that we, the NFL, are going to celebrate the NBA. We're going to give them back Christmas. I assume Christmas next year is on a Thursday because it moves one day every year except for leap year. We're going to play Thursday night football next year, so there will be a Thursday night game. But besides that, the NBA, Christmas is for the NBA. LeBron even came out yesterday and said, like, I love the NBA and the NFL, but Christmas is for the NBA. Like, NFL, stop it. You're pompous and egotistical enough. It's enough already. It sucked. It was garbage. Throw it away.
I knew you'd have a hot take on it. I love every second of it. To me, Matt, you could have put Texans Jaguars on, or Jaguars Titans on, and I would have been totally fine. I'm good with more football. I'm good with all I can get. I love the NBA right now. I know that the ratings are down. I know that there's a lot of discussion about that. It's just too many 3-pointers and not enough defense. I think the NBA, I don't know, I really enjoy the heck out of it. I think there's a ton of really talented players. I think the offense is just really, really good right now. There's a ton of really talented players, and that it maybe sometimes makes it look like the defense isn't as good as what it is. But I'm not in that camp. I think the NBA is fantastic. But to me, NFL is still king. And if you put anything on any day, sign me the heck up for it. I don't care if it's preseason exhibition. Like I said, Titans, Jaguars, doesn't matter to me. Put it on. And here's the beautiful thing, Mitch Nellis. You got to choose. You could choose if NBA or NFL was on your TV yesterday. For me, I chose NFL. But I did get to see some fun NBA games at the end of yesterday as well.
Well, and I agree. I mean, the ratings will bear that out. I don't know exactly how they rate things that are on Netflix only. But I'm sure more people watch the NFL than watch the NBA. Just like last Saturday, more people watched the NFL than they watched the college football playoff. Like, the NFL beat the college football playoff in the first ever college football playoff. Now, granted, literally the first game last Saturday had 2 pick sixes in the first quarter of the college football playoff, and we all knew all three of those games were, well, we didn't know they were all going to be garbage. Tennessee, I guess, had a chance if they'd scored at the beginning of the second half. But the NFL is king. Like, we all agree. We all understand that. With that said, and I love watching, like, I had fantasy football playoff implications in the games yesterday, so I wanted to see how my players did in that as well. But with all that said, it does dilute the product. Like it, and it doesn't dilute it to a point that it's affecting the bigwigs and their money, so they don't care. But it does affect the play on the field. Like, I really do think that the Thursday night games are generally worse. Every so often you have a great game, but in general, Thursday night football is not good football, and that's the same what we saw yesterday. I mean, a 31-2 game, a 29-10 blowout, like, these are not good football games. And they, I mean, I watched the fourth quarter of Kansas City, Pittsburgh, and Pittsburgh was awful. Houston, like, shouldn't have even been on the field. And they're a playoff team losing at home 31-2. Like, that's not good football. And it's like, I don't know if it ever catches up to the NFL. I don't know if anything ever catches up to the NFL. Like, they just sit on their piles of money and they Scrooge McDuck it all the way and they laugh. But it's just like the not super fan. Like me, I'm not an NFL super fan. I'm not like, if this continues, like, I'd rather watch the NBA.
Totally understand it. I love the NBA. Like I said, I have no problem with that whatsoever. Do you have a, maybe you know this already, but do you know how much the NFL made from Netflix for those two games?
$40 bazillion. No, I don't know, but I assume it's something crazy outrageous.
$150 million.
Yeah. For airing two games on Christmas Day. I mean, the NFL's not going to say no to that. And honestly, Netflix isn't going to say no to that. Like, that's probably not a bad investment on Netflix. Do you know what yesterday was for me, Andy, with the NFL on Netflix?
What's that?
All it was for me was a test for Monday Night Raw coming up in January.
There you go.
The fact that the games went on without a hitch, so that I know Monday night, January 6th, when Roman Reigns takes on Solo Sikoa, and when Rhea Ripley takes on, what's her name? Crazy blonde girl.
Liv Morgan.
Thank you, Liv Morgan. And there are some amazing matches coming up that there aren't going to be glitches on Netflix. I don't care about the NFL on Netflix. I do care about Monday Night Raw on Netflix.
By the way, this Netflix is maybe the more important aspect of this. Did you see Liv Morgan cheated on us yesterday?
I did. I saw her at the Texans Ravens game, right?
Yeah, and she said she doesn't have a team. Jerk. She was at the Packers game last year, and I think sort of giving off the impression that maybe she was a little bit more of like a Packers fan. Now she's like, no, I don't really have a team.
Yeah, she's playing. She's
Don Mysterio-ing this thing.
Yeah, she is. She's catering to, she's trying to make everybody happy. And when you try to make everybody happy, you make nobody happy, Liv.
She took a steel chair right to Packers fans' backs and went full NWO on us. And
yes,
the hurt and the pain is real, and I will never forgive her. And now I will be cheering for Rhea Ripley on Monday Night Raw, January 6th. That just feels like a huge Netflix commercial, and it really is not. All right, let's talk about a lot of other things. All right, Packers have a variety of playoff outcomes. They could get the 5, the 6, or the 7 seed. They could play a variety of different teams, something I also asked Tommy in the first segment there. Is there a team that you want to specifically see in the first round for Green Bay? Is there a team that you specifically want to see them avoid? Or do you just say, screw it, bring on anyone. Packers are going to win no matter what.
So in general, I subscribe to the concept of, like, you play who's on your schedule. Everybody else plays who's on their schedule. And however it works out, like, that's who you have to play. And obviously in real life, that's how it works, right? Like, they're going to play whoever we want them to play or don't want them to play. You can manipulate the schedule a little bit. I think it's a little easier probably in the NBA, as we've seen some teams try to avoid playing other teams. You can do it in the NFL, but I think you are playing with fire when you don't go all out in a game. You only have 17 games. It's not that easy to get that momentum back. But as a fan, I would love to see them play Atlanta. I mean, I just think, like, Michael Penix Jr. playing, it would be his fourth start ever playing in a playoff game. I think that the Packers play very well in dome conditions, with their speed and the way they can use Reed and Watson, assuming he's healthy. And so Atlanta would be the team I want to play. I know people are, there's a debate between would you rather avoid the Rams or the Buccaneers? At any moment, Stafford and the wide receivers could go nuts. At any moment, Baker Mayfield and Mike Evans could go nuts. I think I'd probably rather play Tampa than L.A., but I don't really fear, of those teams, I don't actually fear anyone. So to me, it's more about, like, do you play in a way to finish sixth or fifth that gets your second round matchup to your advantage? And I got to say, like, you can't play that way. But, you know, if you're playing with that, you're playing with fire, and it means you're not paying attention to your first-round matchup. You're already looking past that team, and that's where you get bitten, and that's when you get burned. So I'd love to see Atlanta, just because I think they're probably going to be the least prepared of the teams to play, and I think it'd be fun to play Michael Penix Jr. Right away and see what he's got. But beyond that, like, second round, would I rather go and play the one seed right away, or would I rather play Detroit or Philly if they've had to win a game? I don't really care. You just got to get, you know, I think I'm at the end of the day, I'm in the not care camp. You play who's in front of you, and you got to beat them whenever you play them, wherever you play them.
Yeah, I'm in that same camp as well. Although the one thing I will say is, if you have Philly in the first round, if you're the seven and you have Philly in the first round, what that does potentially open up is the pathway where you go to Philly, to Detroit, to Minnesota in those three games. And while Philly in and of itself is a game I think you can win, Minnesota's a game in and of itself I think you can win, Detroit's a game in and of itself I think you can win, I think if you have to go against all three of those teams in three consecutive games on the road, that is a tall, tall task. So that's the one thing for me. It's like, it's not that they have to play Philly. That to me is fine, but it opens up that scenario where you have to go through just an absolute gauntlet of three games to get there. And I do fall on the other side too of, like, listen, whether it's the Rams or the Buccaneers or the Falcons or the Seahawks or anyone else that you could potentially get in that first round, if you can't beat that team, well, you certainly don't deserve to be in that Super Bowl conversation anyway. And I get anything can happen any given Sunday. Like, right, you said, Rams can go off Seahawks. Like, any of those could happen, especially on the road. But if you can't get through that game, you are not worthy to be in that discussion in the first place. So that's the only other way that I kind of look at this a little bit, is that gauntlet of those three consecutive games is the one thing that does give me some trepidation.
So, Andy, do you know what happens if Washington wins out and the Packers lose to Minnesota but then beat the Bears? It, you know, the Washington,
they're the seven.
And
the Packers, Green Bay's the seven, and Washington's the six in that scenario.
Okay, because they would finish with the same record, and they have not played head-to-head.
No, but yeah, Washington's going to have the tiebreaker. So, yeah, Washington would be the six, Green Bay would be the seven.
It's a legitimate concern. I mean, it's you know, as Packers fans, maybe you should have been cheering harder for the Eagles last weekend to beat Washington. But, I mean, it doesn't matter who you cheer for.
Yeah, it's true.
Washington won that game. But, we do need to – I feel like for a while we've been not paying attention to Washington. We've settled into this, oh, we're going to be the 5 or 6 seed. Easy, done. And with Washington's upset of Philly last week, like, all of a sudden that's in play. Like, the Packers are going to Minnesota. This is not a foregone. I mean, this, you know, I know you said, what did you say, that the Packers are now a 1-point favorite in that game?
Yeah,
that basically means it's a coin flip. Like this is good. This is a big game for both teams, a huge game for both teams, and it does affect what the Packers where the Packers are going to be seated. And they're not, you know, I mean, I think for the past month we've all just kind of assumed they're going to be fifth or sixth, and Washington's stuck at that seven, and here comes the Commanders all of a sudden.
It could potentially be a game worth watching on Sunday Night Football if Green Bay does somehow lose to Minnesota. Not somehow, but if Green Bay does lose to Minnesota in that 3:30 slot, Falcons Commanders is the 7:20 game on Sunday night. So you could become a Falcons fan really quick, hoping that they upset the Commanders. Commanders are currently 4.5-point favorites per the Pottawatomie Sportsbook in that game. And again, you could be very much cheering for the Falcons in that one, or in Week 18, assuming Green Bay would beat the Bears, you become a Mike McCarthy fan really, really quick, as the Cowboys would face the Commanders in Dallas either on Saturday or Sunday next week. That's another one to potentially keep an eye on. So, anti-Commanders fans.
Yeah, ordinarily I'd say, you know, that you know, the way it was looking is that would be an easy win for Washington, but the way Dallas was played, maybe Dallas could come up and bite them. Like, they're going to, you know, I mean, to their credit, they have not gone into a shell and gone away quietly. Like, Dallas still thinks there's something called pride to play for, or Mike McCarthy's job, or who knows what.
Mike McCarthy is like a weird way of, like, you know, if Matt Flynn's in there or Cooper Rush, like, he just still finds ways to be competitive. So again, you can never quite, you know, quit big, or like let Big Mike off the hook. Like, he's constantly battling one way or the other. I don't want to take too much time of your vacation, Mitch, but before we get out of here, Packers Vikings, what are you looking for, and what's your prediction for the game?
I think just in general, I think we're excited for this one. Like, this is, we know who the four losses have been to, right? It's the Vikings, it's the Lions twice, it's the Eagles. It's literally the three teams ahead of them in the standings. And listen, even Stephen A. pointed it out last week after the Packers won on Monday night. He said, listen, the Packers were great. The Packers are really good, but you can't put them ahead of those four teams, those three teams. They've lost to those three teams. Sam Darnold and Justin Jefferson are on one right now. I mean, their past two games, Justin Jefferson, who hadn't caught a touchdown in like a month, all of a sudden just caught 40 touchdowns in the past 2 weeks. He's been unbelievable. He scares me. I mean, he scares me to the nth degree. I think this is a game very similar to the Packers-Lions game that they played that basically was who has the ball last. And then, you know, idiot coach goes for it on fourth and one and doesn't even give the Packers a chance to come back and tie. But I think it's going to be a game that gets to the high 20s, low 30s. So the over-under is 48.5, so I love the over, obviously. Betting odds courtesy of the Potawatomi Sportsbook. It's Thursday morning, so I don't know. I my heart says Packers. I'd love to see the Packers win. I think the Packers are like a smidge better than the Vikings. But one weird thing happens here and there, and the Vikings could probably pretty easily win this game. Game in the 30s, last team wins it. I'm gonna say what I said against the Lions, because I said against the Lions, I said the Packers will get the ball at the end, and McManus will hit like a 59-yarder inside to win the game. And I'm going to say that for this one, too. Like, it's tied, and McManus hits a 50-plus-yard field goal at the buzzer to win the game.
I think Green Bay's too good not to get one of these wins against a signature win against one of these teams, and it feels like they are due.
You hope so, right?
You hope so, yeah.
But it doesn't always work that way. Like, you know, all it takes is a Christian Watson drops 75-yard bomb on the first play of the game, and weird things happen, right?
Weird things do happen, but maybe they're just keeping all those signature wins for January and February. Maybe that's what they're ultimately going to do here. I'll take it if that is ends up being the case. Mitch, you're the absolute best. I know you're going to be off upcoming, but tell us about the Mason Crosby Show. Tell us where we can follow you on social media and anything else you want to plug on the way out.
Absolutely. So, of course, everybody should be following at the Fan Milwaukee at Crosby Kicks 2. That's number 2. I'm at Thunder MKE. Tommy's at Tommy WSSP. At Tommy WSSP, if I can breathe. So we're all there. We're on Facebook, obviously the free Odyssey app. Monday through Friday, 9 to 11, the Mason Crosby Show with me, Mitch Thundernellis, and super producer Tommy. This week and into next week, it'll be Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. It's going to be a great listen. I'm sure I'll be listening. I'm sure I'll be calling in, especially when Mason or Sparky say something that like blows my mind and I can't believe the take they're taking. So I will have an ear on the radio and ear on the interwebs, my friend. So keep it clean.
All right, we'll do you the absolute best. Just for future reference, we have a do not say nice things about Tommy or promote Tommy in any way on this show policy. I'll let you off the hook this once, but just for future reference, of course. You're the absolute best, Thunder. Thank you so much. We'll be anxiously awaiting your return, but until then, enjoy your time off. When we come back, we'll be going to the phone, so get those phone calls into the Nicolay Law Fan Talking text line, 414-677-1250. It's a Pack-A-Day radio show live from the 1250 AM and 105.7 FM, the Fan Studios, powered by the Potawatomi Sportsbook.